Grutch. The online dictionaries tell me it's the late Middle English origin of the word grudge. I roll it in my mouth, rhyme it with crutch, the etchiness of it conveying just enough rounded, cranky cantankerousness to make me want to stroke its prickly form. Its meaning? Complain, murmur, grumble, from the earlier Old French verb grucier. We don't just hold grudges, we nurse them. A deeply feminine verb conjuring up images of sickly things kept breathing through attentive female care, of hurts fed from vitriol-heavy breasts. The psychological literature speaks of grudges as, quote, a commitment to remain angry, and parenthetically, or to resume anger periodically. The parenthetical makes me smirk with its suggestion that I'm turning my grudges on and off like a favorite television show I revisit to relax. We hold grudges, they say, out of a desire to preserve an image of ourselves as the victim, to save face, to regain control, or to seize the moral high ground. When they go low, we go high. There is a supposed balance at the center of this. In a just world, a grudge allows the disempowered victim a certain kind of ethical sway, affords her a claim on her oppressor, an entitlement to sympathy. Her grudge, well wielded, might lead to restitution, or if released, to moral superiority. And if she doesn't get justice in this life, a forgiving spirit will wing its way to heaven more quickly than a grudge-burdened soul ever will. So I have been working on a manuscript, a memoir about forgiveness for a very long time. I have long since forgiven myself for not completing this manuscript yet. And, you know, it's one of those things that I talk to students about, and it may not be what students want to hear when they come into a two-year program. Some books take longer to cook. And for me, this book has been something that I have come back and forth to over time. I think it's coming to its natural conclusion, and it has evolved quite dramatically over the time that I've been working on it. I embarked on it as a kind of journalistic exploration of forgiveness that wasn't going to involve any of my story at all, and it has become a memoir about grudge holding. So that tells you how the project has evolved over time. But yes, it focuses on my relationship with my father, who was a difficult person, and on the challenges of navigating a relationship that was never and would never be the relationship I wanted with my father, and navigating through the anger and the guilt that comes from that kind of relationship. We live in a society that really likes to encourage people who've been victimized to forgive. And we dress it up in all kinds of ways. We say, oh, it's better for your health. Your blood pressure will go down. You'll have less heart disease. You'll have fewer cancers, all of that kind of stuff. But a lot of it comes down to, we'll be happier. The community that you live in will be happier if you forgive someone who has done something shitty to you, because then we don't have to deal with what was done to you. And so women are told by priests and rabbis and ministers to forgive abusive husbands. And marginalized people are told to forgive the daily racism that they are exposed to, that they are harmed by. We are asked to forgive people who commit wrongs. Sometimes in that process, that person is held to account. Very many times they're not. I mean, the most holy of all holy forgiveness stories is the person who forgives someone who never asks for forgiveness, who never seeks their forgiveness, and somehow by sprinkling the fairy dust of forgiveness on them, they are somehow brought to healing and brought back to community, and they are transformed through our magical forgiveness fairy dust. And all of that to say, if forgiveness feels like the right thing to you, I am not counseling a lifetime of non-forgiving. If we didn't forgive the people in our lives, we wouldn't have relationships. But there's also a place for holding healthy grudges, because healthy grudges are good boundaries. Healthy grudges tell us and tell the people around us and tell the communities around us that there are certain things that should not be done to us. There are certain things that we are entitled to as human beings.